a good man, a fine man, and I don't have to tell you he's well off, no?
Yes.
But he's lonely, the poor man. After all, he's been a widower all these years, you understand.
Of course you do.
So, to make it short, out of the whole town, he's cast his eye on Seidel.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, February 28th, 2020. It's the birthday of beloved American stage, screen, and television actress Molly Picon. Also a lyricist and dramatic storyteller, she was first to star in Yiddish theater and film, but in time she turned to English language productions as well. Born in New York City in 1898, Molly was the daughter of Polish-Jewish immigrants Clara Ostro, a wardrobe mistress, and Louis Opiekun, a shirt maker. Now, opiekun is a Polish word meaning guardian or caretaker. This was later shortened and simplified to Picon. Her career began at the age of six in the Yiddish theater after a drunk on a trolley car dared the vivacious little entertainer to go to an audition. In 1912, she debuted at the Arch Street Theater in Philadelphia and became a star of the Yiddish theater district, performing in plays there for 7 years. Later, with her mischievous eyes, beautiful dark hair, and endearing acrobatics, she won hearts on tours across the United States, in Europe, Palestine, and Israel. South Africa and Australia were included, too. In over 80 years of performing, Molly would also delight audiences in radio, film, and television. Despite being told by an English director not to use her hands too much because it was too Jewish, she used every one of her 58 inches of height to convey the humor, poignancy, and passion for performance that glowed beneath her physical pranks. For much of her career, her forte was the adorable waif, often a motherless boy who, with naive gumption, a charming display of tears, laughter, somersaults, splits, songs, cartwheels, and musical instruments, accompanied by an occasional farm animal and good luck, she managed to make it in the adult world. She made her English language debut on stage in 1940. On Broadway, she starred in the Jerry Herman musical Milk and Honey in 1961. She had a bit part in the 1948 film The Naked City as the woman running a newsstand and soda fountain towards the climax of the film. Her first major English-speaking role in the movies was in Come Blow Your Horn in 1963 with Frank Sinatra. She also portrayed Yenta the Matchmaker in the 1971 film adaptation of the Broadway hit Fiddler on the Roof. Her final roles were cameo appearances in the comedies Cannonball Run and Cannonball Run 2 as Roger Moore's mother. She wrote a book about her family called So Laugh a Little in 1962. Later in 1980, she published an autobiography, Hello Molly. She died on April 6, 1992, at age 94, from Alzheimer's disease in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Yankel Kalich, her husband from 1919 until his death in 1975, had died from cancer. The couple had no children. She and her husband are buried in the Yiddish Theater section of the Mount Hebron Cemetery in New York City. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 28th. 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.